1-year-old Wesley and 3-year-old Walter Maspero were killed after a suspected drug dealer who police were staking out fled. David Rodriguez ended up hitting the vehicle the youngsters were in at 80 miles per hour. Days later, 55-year-old Pedro Tenorio was killed when suspected burglars making a getaway crashed into his motorcycle.
In both those instances, you know, the officers had completely disengaged from the chase.
Police Chief William McManus says the police officers did exactly what they needed to do in the chases, and that was to back off. He says police chase policy clearly defines instances an officer can engage in a pursuit. Some of the guidelines include weather, traffic, school zones, road conditions, and speed.
You have to weigh the risk of endangering the public against, you know, apprehending the offender.
But he says even the best policies need review. That's why McManus says he will ask an outside agency to look at how his department handles pursuits.
Again, that's to reaffirm the strength of our policy.
McManus says oftentimes policies are brought into question by what happens in other cities. This time, it's the unthinkable tragedies at home that McManus says called for at least another review after 3 lives were lost. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.